You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
All right. You're listening, of course, to Grind Season with you guys, Anthony Sane and Jason Smith. Make sure to download us once this week for Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
One time
a week during the regular season on into the off season. Get that free Odyssey app. You can get us there or get us wherever you get your podcast. Now on to our final topic of this evening, and that's who brought the season. Something we do.
Yes, every,
we look back on the performances of this past week, had a couple of games to break down, and typically we can go with a Grizzlies player that's good or bad season, especially as we get set for Thanksgiving, get ready. It's a good time to put a little season on something. Sometimes you put a little too much on something. Sometimes you put the right amount on something. Today I might even throw a curveball, but saying I'll give you the floor. Who brought the seasoning for you this past week?
I was ready to after the Oklahoma City game. I said I already know who getting that season because Jaren Jackson just came out here and dropped 20-some points, double-digit rebounds, making shots from three, had, what, five blocks or something like that? Three or four blocks, whatever, since the last time we talked. I was ready to give it to Jaren, man, for the two games that he played. Matter of fact, I might change my mind in the middle of this. No, I'm not. I'm not going to give it to Jaren, even though this seems like an easy candidate. I'm going to give it to somebody in – the last few games he played in, who's really kind of stepped up, man. And like, just like last week, I did Santi Aldama. And I put the caveat that I'm excited that he's about to head back to the bench.
Mm-hmm.
not because of bad play, but, you know, I think he'll be better suited, you know, coming off the bench. You really get to see how he adds to the team. My guy Jitty, man, John Conchar, last two games, 19 points against Oklahoma City. 16 points last night. Damn, they had a triple. Damn, they messed around and got a triple-double last night. Had 16, 9, and 7. Yeah, man, like, that's my guy. I think that I'm going to go with Jitty this week, even though I liked that second, you know, of course, that breakout game Jaren had. Jaren didn't play last night. So I'm going to give it to Jitty this week for bringing the season. What kind of season is it? Let me see. What kind of season am I giving Jitty today?
You got my fault season a couple weeks back.
I'm going to tell you what the season is, too. I'm gonna tell you what the season is. You ever seen like some? You ever been to a restaurant and they got some off-brand ass hot sauce?
Mm-hmm.
And you think it's all this probably some bullshit. Let me hit this a little harder.
Yep.
But you find out it's some dirty Diablo devil spit hot sauce you never heard of before. You ever seen that?
Yes.
Yes. That's what Jitty did. He's no name. He's no name as hell. Don't nobody know who he is, but. Yeah, he brought that's the season he brought today, man. He brought that little added spice.
So I like
Conchar. Shout out to Conchar, man. Ready to put your ass back on the bench, though. Ready to put you back at the end of the rotation.
Can't, because Bane's out.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I need them guys to come back. I need Zaire back. Yeah. I need all of them back. Yeah, yeah. I need his load to drop a little bit.
Always there when you need him, but I'm with you on needing that load to drop a little bit.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm going to go with a former Grizz player.
Oh, man.
You was giving it to the Grizz on Sunday night. That would be Utah Watanabe.
My man.
That man had 16 points, was 6 of 9 from the field, 4 of 6 from 3 for the Nets. I went and looked. It's his fourth straight game in double figures.
Mm-hmm.
Watanabe is part of that Nets bench that, I mean, with Patty Mills, Curry, you got Harris, Watanabe went 4 of 6 from three. And he gives them a shooter. And then I saw him. He was doing, after he dropped one of the threes, he was giving the Grizzlies the business with a little bit of
little hand sign.
Yeah, a little bit of swag.
Hand paraphernalia, yeah.
Man, do you remember the media entourage that used to follow that man around? And this was before he was even getting any minutes with the Grizzlies. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy for him. I'm happy.
You gotta drop the bag on that too, man. Cause all these jerseys we dropped that have been like super fresh jerseys.
Yeah.
You know, like Yuta would have probably been like probably fourth on the team in sales just because he's, you know, because of the Japanese influence. Cause that dude, like you said, that dude had like his own little media scrum.
Man, they could have had a whole media day just for Yuta.
For Yuta,
media they came over here from I imagine with him playing as well as he is now. He must have it. Must the following must be as big as
crazy? Was. Yeah, because he's
a little bit. It added a little spice, man. Always having that following behind him, man. They were always like it was like they were filming a documentary about this man.
Right, because when the other kid came from Washington, we thought all the Yuta buzz would leave because all the Japanese buzz would go to him. I can't think of his name. What's that dude's name, man? Hachimura.
Yes.
We thought when Hachimura came, Ruri Hachimura. We thought when he came. All the buzz from Yuta would go to him, but man, Yuta's looking like that dude right now, man. For sure.
Nah, he is, man. 4 straight games of double figures. Never done that in his career, first time ever. So shout out to former Grizz Yuta Watanabe helping out the evil empire, the Brooklyn Nets, and helping put away the Grizz, albeit that wasn't a real Grizz.